LA Theatre Works presents Nora, Ingmar Bergman's stage adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House. Translated by Frederick J. Marker and Lisa Lona Marker. Directed by Steve Albrezzi. Starring Linda Pearl, Natalia Nogulich, David Dukes, John Vickery, and Robert Foxworth. The late filmmaker Ingmar Bergman streamlined Ibsen's A Doll's House to expose the contemporary heart of the 19th century masterpiece. Taught with suspense, this critically acclaimed adaptation focuses on Nora, a young wife and mother who exploits her childlike charm to survive in a man's world. But Nora has a secret that threatens her cozy existence, and she begins a perilous journey to find her way out. And now, Nora, produced by LA Theatre Works.
Come here, Torvald, and I'll show you all the things I've bought.
Don't disturb me.
Bought, did you say? All this?
Oh, but Torvald, surely this year we can be a little extravagant. This is the first Christmas when we haven't had to skimp and save.
We can't begin squandering money, you know.
Oh, yes, Torvald, surely we can squander a little bit now, can't we? Just a tiny little bit. You're going to get a big salary now and make lots and lots of money.
Yes, but not until the new year, and there'll be 3 whole months before the first paycheck comes in.
Never mind. We'll borrow in the meantime.
Nora! Or just suppose I went out and borrowed 1,000 kroner, and you spent it all during Christmas week. And then, on New Year's Eve, a roof tile fell and hit me on the head, and there I lay.
If a horrible thing like that ever did happen, I wouldn't care whether I had debts or not.
And what about the people I had borrowed from?
Them? Who cares about them? They're just strangers.
Nora, now be serious. Nora, you know how I feel about that sort of thing. No debts. Never borrow. There's always something oppressive, something ugly, too, about a home that's built on credit and borrowed money. But now, the two of us have held up bravely until now, and we'll go on doing it for the short while we still have to.
Yes. Yes, whatever you say, Torvald.
Nora, what do you suppose I have here?
Money?
There, you see? Good heavens, of course I realize it costs a lot to run a house at Christmas time.
10, 20, 30, 40. Oh, thank you, Torvald, thank you. I'll make this go a long way.
And now, tell me what my little spendthrift has thought of for herself.
What, for me? Oh, I don't want anything.
Oh, of course you do. Come on, tell me. Name something within reason that you'd like to have.
No, I really don't. But listen, Torvald.
Yes?
If you want to give me something, you could...
Come on, let's have it.
You could give me money, Torvald, only as much as you think you can spare. Then I could buy something with it one of these days.
But Nora...
Oh, yes, Torvald, please do, please. Then I'll wrap the money in pretty gold paper and hang it on the Christmas tree. Wouldn't that be fun? And then I'll have time to decide what I need most. That makes good sense, doesn't it?
Yes, certainly it does. Provided you really could hold on to the money I give you and really did buy something for yourself with it. But it just gets used for housekeeping and all sorts of useless things, and then I have to fork it out all over again.
But, Torvald...
No good denying it, my sweet little Nora. My little songbird is adorable, but it uses up unbelievable amounts of money. Incredible how expensive it is for a man to keep a little songbird like that.
How can you say a thing like that? I save every place I possibly can.
Truer words were never spoken. Every place you can. The problem is, you can't.
You haven't forgotten to invite Dr. Ronk, have you?
Oh, no need. It's taken for granted that he'll be having dinner with us. I've ordered a good wine. Nora, you have no idea how much I'm looking forward to this evening.
So am I. And the children will be so happy, Torvald.
Oh, what a marvelous feeling it is to have gotten a safe, solid position with a comfortable income. It's nice to think about, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Hello, Nora.
Hello.
You don't recognize me?
No, I'm not sure. But wait. Of course. Why, Christine, is it really you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, Christine, to think I didn't recognize you at once. But then how could I? You've changed so much, Christine.
Yes, I suppose I have in 9, 10 long years.
Has it really been that long since we've seen one another? Oh, yes, you're right.
I arrived this morning by steamer.
Oh, please take off your things. Or are you cold? Yes, now you seem like your old self again. It was just that first moment. But you are a little paler, Christine. And maybe just a little thinner.
And much, much older, Nora.
Yes. Perhaps a little bit older. Or just a tiny little bit, not very much at all. Oh, dear, sweet Christine. Can you forgive me?
What do you mean, Nora?
Poor Christine, you've become a widow.
Yes, 3 years ago.
Oh, I knew it. I saw it in the paper. Oh, Christine, you must believe me. I often wanted to write to you at the time, but I always kept postponing it, and something always interfered.
Nora, dear, I understand very well.
No, it was dreadful of me. Oh, poor Christine, what you must have gone through. And he left you nothing to live on?
No.
And no children?
No.
Nothing at all, then?
Not even a sense of grief or loss to sustain me.
But Christine, how can that be?
Oh, it happens sometimes, Nora.
All alone like that. How terribly hard that must be for you. I have 3 wonderful children. You can't see them right now because they're out with the maid. But now, you must tell me everything.
No, no, no. Tell me about yourself instead.
No, you begin. Today I am not going to be selfish. Today I want to think only about you. Oh, there is one thing I must tell you, though. Have you heard about the great stroke of good luck we've just had?
No. What is it?
Can you imagine? My husband has been made manager of the cooperative bank.
Oh.
Oh, you can believe we're happy. He takes over at the bank right after the New Year's, and he'll draw a huge salary and plenty of commission. Our life will be completely different from now on. We can do just as we please. Oh, how nice it will be to have lots of money and not to have to worry about things, won't it?
At least it must be nice to have enough for the necessities.
No, not just for the necessities, but really and truly lots of money.
Nora, Nora, have you still not learned to be sensible? At school, you always were the great spendthrift.
Yes, that's what Torvald keeps saying, but Nora, Nora isn't as foolish as all of you think. Why, we certainly haven't any money that I could squander. We've both had to work.
You too?
Yes. Needlework, crocheting, embroidery, things like that, and other things too. I suppose you know that Torvald left the civil service when we got married. There was no opening for a promotion in his department, and obviously he needed to earn more money than before, but during that first year, he exhausted himself completely, worked day and night at all kinds of extra jobs. He couldn't stand the strain, and in the end, he became dangerously ill. The doctor said it was essential for him to travel south.
Yes, you spent a whole year in Italy.
Well, that's right, but it was no easy matter to get away, believe me. Ivor had just been born, but naturally, we had to go. It was an absolutely wonderful trip, and it saved Torvald's life. But it cost an awful lot of money, Christine.
I can well imagine.
4,800 kroner. That's a very great deal of money, let me tell you.
Well, at least in a situation like that, it's a lucky thing you had it.
Well, we got it from Papa, you see?
I see. That must have been just before his death.
Yes, Christine. And just to think, I couldn't even go to him and take care of him. Here I was, expecting Ivar any day, and I had to look after my poor, deathly ill Torvald besides.
I know how much you loved your father. So after that, you left for Italy?
Yes. Then we had the money, you see? And the doctors kept insisting, so we left about a month later.
And your husband came back completely cured?
Sound as a bell. Oh, God. Oh, God, isn't it a glorious thing to be alive and to be happy, Christine? Oh, but how horrid of me. Here I go on talking only about myself. Please don't be angry with me. Tell me, is it really true that you didn't love your husband? Why did you agree to marry him then?
My mother was still alive at the time. She was bedridden and helpless. Besides that, I had my two younger brothers to look after. I felt I had no right to refuse his offer.
No, no, you were right. I suppose he was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?